It's 9:01 and you are tuned to KTWH. What's happening here on KTWH? What's happening in our local community? This morning we have a special interview with Chrissy Scanlon. She is a business owner in Two Harbors and also new to this radio station. So thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Yes, it's really fun to have you, and really appreciate your responsiveness, both in the radio, but also just in the community. You're really doing something out there. So do you want to just talk a little bit about what got you started here? What was your inspiration?
Well, I've been doing hair for 18 years in Two Harbors. I grew up here.
Yes. So you were at a familiar place.
Yes. Yeah. Very familiar. And about 7 years ago, I was ready to start my own business and really invest in the community. So I started with a salon, which was a little bit more achievable for me.
But yes.
Now the last couple years, I've been really working hard on Lagom, which is my...
Your current...
My big baby.
Your big baby, yes. And for those that don't know, that is a brand new building, right? Right,
yes.
On Main Street.
Yes.
So how did you find that location? I mean, it seems like a pretty ideal location.
Oh, it's kind of funny. It's not where I...
Planned?
Right.
Okay.
That's not where I planned, but it all worked out. My mom grew up in the house actually right
no
next door.
No kidding.
Yes, and still lives there.
Oh, that's handy.
Yes. So I approached Jason Vincent 3.5 years ago and asked him if I could buy that lot from him so I could build Lagom. And
yes.
He was very agreeable. So
well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And tell us what Lagom means.
Lagom is a Swedish word that means not too little, not too much, just right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I love it in this world of overconsumption and overabundance.
Yes.
And so obviously your idea, I mean, I'm thinking it has grown as it was started. But like at the beginning, what was your thought about what this building would be for?
I came across this word Lagom and I was like, oh my gosh, that seems like everything that I need to implement in my life. And I feel like everybody needs it.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to build this place so I can create that for myself and for anybody who wants to be part
yes.
of it.
Yes. And now this could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So tell us a little bit more specifically what you offer.
So currently we have a boutique in the south part of the building.
Yep.
And I try to offer women's clothes that are wearable, I guess I would say.
Yep.
And affordable.
Wearable and affordable.
Yes.
Yes. Not too much.
Yes.
Just a few.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've been trying to bring in products. I use cleaner hair care products in my salon. So bringing in makeup, skincare, hair
yes.
care, all of those things.
And do you have a theme? Like, is it naturally sourced or is it just what you consider really tasteful or like... Obviously, you have to have some taste around this to
yes.
know what to order.
Yes. I mean, it's really hard to find stuff at a price point that you know the community will pay for.
And, yeah.
So I try to find cleaner products. I love having local stuff. I do have my girlfriend, Erin Carlson, who does Silver Creek Body Care. So
yes.
she makes all of those products from her home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Erin Carlson of the outside daycare variety.
That's her.
She is a fabulous also. You
yes.
two. So you two are of the same era. Now I'm putting mm-hmm. it all together. And then, so you also, okay, what else?
We do have some local artists. Melanie has her jewelry in there and Rosie Cruikshank. Let me see, who else do I have? I have Marie Nordine, who makes Sudsy Squirrels.
What are they?
It's the soap line that I carry
okay.
at the shop.
Yep. So lots of cleaning and beauty and just things that make you feel happy about the way you look.
Yes.
And the way you feel, probably
yes.
inside. And I think probably acupuncture goes along with that. Tell us about Lana's what's it called? Agate acupuncture is
yes.
there as well, right?
Yes. I have two tenants that are in the building. They're on the north side of the building. Lana Schwab, and she's with Agate Acupuncture. So she manages her own business inside of Lagom, and she's wonderful.
Yep. And is there another one?
And then we have Chelsea Greyhawk, and she has got Heaven's Earth Massage.
Okay, so you have massage and acupuncture there.
Yes.
How has the community responded to this building right on Main Street?
I've heard a lot of varying things, but most of it is good feedback. I think everybody's excited to see something new.
Yes. Do you get people from afar that are just driving through? I would think it would take a little while for this to sort of take hold.
Yes. I mean, I built it for the community, but of course, tourism is just a byproduct of where we live. So we have been getting a lot of tourism. I haven't been able to spend a lot of time there during the day as I'm still working in the salon. But my employees have told me that we've had people from Sweden that see the word and they're like, oh, my goodness, this is so cool.
And nice.
Yeah, lots of.
You have that Scandinavian link, whatever that means to people that are driving through or. Yes. And I would, like I said, I'm guessing that a lot of people will sort of vaguely know it's there and it will take, you know, needing to go in for some reason and then people will realize what's happening.
Absolutely.
And you have a special event coming up. So tell us about that.
Oh, we do our wellness weekends, which happen the third Saturday of the month. And we are running it November through May.
Nice.
So we bring in a couple other local caretakers. Stacey Nightwine with Lake Effect Yoga. She's been doing yoga classes.
Oh, okay.
And Natalie Jackson.
Oh, you found Natalie.
And we love Natalie. And Jamie Ray, and she's a licensed marriage therapist. So we have a really great variety of people with awesome offerings that are.
And is this the kind of thing you can just walk in, or is it you're going to want to schedule something ahead of time?
I think that we would prefer if people would schedule ahead of time, but we always take walk-ins.
Yep. And how does someone learn about you other than to walk through your doors?
I have a website, www.logambydepartment2.com.
And spell that out for us.
LAGOMBYDEPTTWO.
Wow.
I know.
So TWO is the two.
Yes.
You spell it out.
Yes.
Okay. And is that how people, like if they're thinking, I could use a little wellness something, I don't know what it is, they just log on and imagine what they might want to do on this third Saturday.
We have the lineup on our wellness weekend page on my website. We like to call it wellness microdosing. So everything's a little bit.
A little bit?
Yes.
Nothing overwhelming.
Right.
And what Saturday this month is the third Saturday? Is it a week from tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
That is the third Saturday.
Yes.
Great. And then, so the best way to learn more is to get on this website right now.
Yes. And we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. So you can catch all of them on social media.
Okay. And let's just do that website one more time.
www.logambydepartment2.com.
Logam, LAGOM, by department, DEPT, and then TWO.com. And like, you know, probably for most people, the easiest way is just to get on Facebook. There's a lot of Facebook activity in this town. I'm speaking with Chrissy Scanlon. She is owner of Logam and all that it offers. This has been a pleasure, Chrissy. I'm so glad you have finally come to the station. And is there anything that I have forgot to ask you that you want to mention?
No, I think we're good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And when things come up again, I hope we'll hear more about them. All right. Well, until next time, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Chrissy Scanlon with Logam. And that interview is part of what's happening and therefore will be repeated Sunday at 1:30. So hope you can find your way over there tomorrow for the third Saturday Wellness Weekend. All right, we have a little bit of a break here and some instrumental music, and Kenny Blumenfeld will be on with me in 5 to 10 minutes, so stay tuned.